Time to find out what's going on at the Erickson Public Library. Here we are, a whole new month, month of November. Mr. Z's in the house.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And it's, first few days of November. Are we doing okay?
We're doing great, yeah. We've done some outreaches to the schools and story times, so it's been quite a delight. I always like going out, okay, especially and, that new school.
Well, you like to go out. Do you like that out there?
I do. I like what's really nice about having Ledges is, you know, they're all in pods. So,
yeah.
You know, based on whatever grade I'm there, they all just come and I get to read to all of them at once. So cool. It's pretty spectacular.
We got on the phone. We've got Candy Nelk, Rhonda, good morning, Rhonda Kelly.
Good morning.
And Candy's on here too. So,
yep, I am.
So have both of you been out to the Ledges Elementary yet?
I haven't
been there.
No, they've seen it.
Well, there you go.
It's pretty cool place. That when you have a grandson in there, it's,
sure.
He thinks he should show you everything. Yeah, I tell you, I don't have that much time there.
Yeah.
Anyway, no. Again, starting to reach out, get those things back into that. So are we moving into that time of the year?
Yeah, we're definitely moving into that time of year. And like you said, our outreach has started for the youngers in September, and we've done it throughout October, and now we're in November. So, and then we've got lots of programs happening in-house as well. So
what are we doing in November?
Yeah, we'll continue to do our story time programs as we always do on Wednesday and Thursday, but we recently accepted to be participating in a pilot program. It's called Noggin Story Time. Mm-hmm. Noggin is part of Nickelodeon Studios, and so they have a special program that we've been able to develop and replicate at the library, so it's pretty exciting. We have about 40 or so families that are participating in that, so pretty excited about that. That will go until the end of the year. Music and movement, I just wanted to make that announcement that because of the holidays, kind of changed a little bit of the days. So normally Rhonda does Saturday story times, and we'll continue on the first and third, where I usually do second and fourth music and movement. But mm-hmm. because of the holidays, I will be doing one today, November 3rd,
right.
At 10 a.m., and then I'll do that again on the 17th at 10 a.m. Okay. With Music and Movement, we added a challenge, so families can do stuff at home, and there'll be an incentive mm-hmm. to go along with that as well. So I will also mention Family Fun, Noggin Time. We have some times there, too, for families that just can't come during the day
mm-hmm.
as well. I'm really excited because following Rhonda's success with the book boxes, I decided to do one for children. And so it's been about a year in the making because we've had so many great community partners participate in this, and funded by Modern Woodmen, our children's box is Charlotte's Web book box. And so in the box, the children get the book, The Classic Story by E.B. Mm-hmm. White. There'll be a spider craft, and then the QR code. And the QR code accesses the recordings. So these state community partners read the book. Okay. So if they so choose and want to listen, they are welcome to do that. So we like to thank them for helping to do that.
No spiders in there?
No spiders, and that's okay. Charlotte's an ice spider, but anything else, I say no to that.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Tinker Thursday is on November 16th at 4 p.m., and so this time we're going to do Thanksgiving science. So I'm pretty excited to test out the cranberry juice hidden message experiment, and then we've got dancing corn. to enjoy as well. So
he apparently already knows what this one's gonna have.
I do, yeah. It's always fun to test things out and see the excitement of kiddos and stuff. And then the other thing that I'm really excited about is we have a program called Rebel with STEM. So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Yep. They do that at the schools. We have our own group called Activating Community Voices that focuses on the dimensions of equity, one of which being education. And so this event will have plenty of hands-on STEM activities for families, demonstrations provided by local businesses, organizations, and partners. It will also be a time to celebrate Dr. Jan Verhoeven, I think that's how you say that, wrote a book called Rebel Teaching, which is really kind of a revolutionary approach to learning. So she'll be doing book signings there. So it's on November 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. All ages are welcome. I'm really excited to see. And we have some new friends, new partners that are coming there as well. The last thing I'll mention is we also have a STEM cart at our department provided.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's available all day, so you can just come in. There's plenty of activities for you to enjoy with your family. So as the holiday season rolls around the corner here, plenty of space to bring family, extended family, and lots of programs. We, even during the week of Thanksgiving, we're not taking that week off. So there'll be plenty of stuff to do up until the 22nd as well. So good stuff.
All right. That's children's side of things.
Yes.
And then some. Because well, when you're saying some of those things, I'm wondering how many adults are going, I think I want to go see how that works.
Oh, yeah, so. Absolutely. All programs for all ages, so we enjoy that.
Rhonda, what are you working on?
Yeah, we have lots of stuff going on. I actually just did some outreach this week as well. I was at the middle school on Wednesday for their mindfulness club, which was great. And then yesterday, I was at the high school for Books and Brunch, which is something new that we're doing each month at the high school. So it's the first Thursday, so if there's any high school students that love, first of all, snacks, and second of all, books, you come on out to that. But again, of course, like Zach said, we do tons of stuff in-house, so we've got lots of great programs going on. We actually have a teen-led program that happens every month. It's for Warrior Cats, fans of the Warrior Cats books.
Yep.
It started out sort of as a book discussion, but it's kind of changed a little bit, and they are starting a D&D campaign with Warrior Cats characters. So that meets in the IMAC lab on the first and third Friday every month, and they've moved that to 4 o'clock, so they have a little more time to hang out.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really fun to have teens kind of start their own group at the library. We love to see that. So.
And how much did you know about Warrior Cats before they brought this up?
So I have not read the series myself, but I was very aware of the book series because it is checked out a lot.
Oh, okay.
It's a hugely popular series, and there are a lot of books in the series. So, yeah, definitely. There's a lot of fans of those books.
Okay.
So.
Well,
yeah. The more you know, right?
Hey, you know what? As long as they're reading, that's to me, that's the bottom line. As long as they're reading.
Absolutely, for sure. And continuing on with our Mindful Monday, which is a program open to both teens and adults. And we have a special guest coming in to kick off Mindful Monday this month on November 6th. And they are going to be doing gratitude journaling in the Children's Department Storytime Room, and it's author Lois Kennis that is coming in to lead that. So we're very excited to have her as a special guest. And then we'll be continuing on with gratitude journaling for the rest of the month. But the only Monday we're not going to be having Mindful Monday will be November the 20th. So not that Monday, but every other Monday in the month at 7 p.m., although the gratitude journaling is at 6 p.m. It's a little earlier than our normal Mindful Monday.
All right.
Yeah, and then Walking Club, we're very excited to announce that we're actually going to be partnering with Eastern Star Wellness Center. They very kindly have allowed are allowing us to use their indoor walking track for the colder months, so we won't have to be at the mercy of the weather outside. The Walking Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday every month, so it will be next week on Tuesday, the 14th of November. Actually, it's not next week, it's the week after.
Yeah, you got the 7th, right?
Yes, next week is the 7th. So the Walking Club is the 14th, so 2 weeks.
Okay,
the second and fourth Tuesday of every month.
14th and 28th.
And the 28th, exactly. Okay. So we're really thankful to them. And they are opening up to that to the members also at Eastern Star. So if you haven't come out to our walking club and you regularly go to Eastern Star Wellness Center, come on out and join us. We'd love to have you. And that is open to all ages, too.
Okay. All right.
So even families. We do have some November book boxes left. Zach had mentioned that previously. I'd started doing that just over a year ago. So that is open for grades 5 through 12 to sign up for. There are limited quantities, but I think there's 7 or 8 book boxes left to sign up for November. You will get a book checked out to you, a snack, and then an activity or item to go along with the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme this month is gratitude. So the question I'm asking is, what is your favorite book, or what book are you most thankful for? And then I will try to pick out a book that is similar to the book that's your favorite, and hopefully one that you haven't read before.
Okay.
So it's a mystery. You never know what book you're going to get, and that's definitely part of the fun.
Well, that is. It is. Good.
Yeah. And I'll definitely want to mention one other really special program we're having on Tuesday, November 14th at 6 p.m. We're doing a Celebrating Diwali program. And we have a special guest coming in from Cultural, which is out of Des Moines. And they are going to be coming and teaching us all about Indian holidays in India. So Diwali, Rangoli, and Holi.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're bringing various crafts from India and clothing. And then there is going to be a paper craft that the attendees will be making that evening in celebration of Diwali. And we very luckily actually got this program scheduled on the very last night of when Diwali is actually celebrated.
Ooh, okay.
In November. So that's Tuesday, November 14th at 6 p.m. And that is actually open to all ages. So kids, teens, adults, come on out, learn a little bit about culture in India, and make a craft.
Yeah.
So.
Got them right here. Was it Pragnye?
That is the name of the cultural ambassador who is going to be coming and joining us.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was reading.
Yeah.
I was reading your notes here. That's what I was doing.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah. All right.
You've done your homework.
I try. So,
yeah.
So,
and then we just have our regular programs that we've been having regularly over the last couple months. The Lego Club's been going really well. Third Wednesday every month, which is the second early out Wednesday of the month.
Yeah.
November 15th at 2 o'clock, just drop-in program. Pokemon Club, third Thursday, which falls on November 16th this month at 4 p.m. Anime Manga Group, the fourth Wednesday, November 22nd at 4 o'clock. And we still offer game night, and that's open to all ages. Fourth Wednesday, November 22nd, 6 to 8 p.m.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so bring your family. If you have family in town, you know, the night before Thanksgiving, just come on out, play some games. We provide snacks and refreshments, or feel free to bring your own and just have some good family time together.
Well, have a good time. All right.
Yeah.
Candy, what about you? What do you have going on?
Well, I'm going to back up and ask Rhonda to mention about Stitch Night, because she was able to gather up so many scarves for her Operation Gratitude.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Candy, for pointing that out. I had that in my mind and forgot to mention that. So not just our stitchers, but actually other patrons very generously brought in scarves and hats that they knit for Operation Gratitude. I sent that box off last Friday, and it was a huge box full. There was over 50 items in it. And they go out to deployed, they'll be put together in packages for deployed troops.
Okay.
And we had enough left over that we will be bringing over some donations as well to the hospital for the school kits of hats and scarves.
Oh, sure.
And then we're going to be bringing a few over to the Salvation Army for their Christmas boxes, too. So thank you to everybody who was so generous with their time and their talent.
She'll like that when you just say, could we do some of this? And all of a sudden, there you are with a mountain of things in front of you.
Absolutely, which is a wonderful, it's not a problem. I was going to say a wonderful problem to have. It's not a problem.
Yeah. We'll work with them.
Yes.
We have resources, right? Yeah.
Absolutely, okay. Yes. And I will mention, since we're talking Stitch Night, we do have an extra Stitch Night in November, because there's 5 Wednesdays in November.
Sure.
So our stitchers said, can we have an extra Stitch Night? So we said, sure.
Okay. So every Wednesday, every other Wednesday, right?
Yes, we had it this past Wednesday. The next Wednesday will be the 15th, and then also on the 29th.
Good enough. All right.
Yeah.
Now candy.
All right. Well, yeah, the Stitch Night has just taken off, and we're so grateful for them, and they can come upstairs and check out the craft swap table, and we have lots of people that donate yarn, so it's really a great opportunity to mesh two programs together. So,
just there to help, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just trying to get everybody, make everybody happy and be kind and spread the love. So,
okay.
today we'll have Tucker Mitchell. He'll be back talking about Medicare since we're in the annual enrollment period right now. He'll be at the library from 12 to 2. He talks about, he focuses on United Healthcare and also Aetna.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back on the 17th, also at noon. Same thing, sure. Just for people to come in. You don't have to register beforehand. It's pretty, he'll answer your questions. He's not trying to sell you anything, but it's so confusing, and it's just nice to have the opportunity to talk with someone in person.
Sure.
And so he'll be here the 3rd and the today and the 17th.
Okay. All right.
The Writers Workshop reached out to me and said, we want to promote NaNoWriMo Month in November, which is the National Novel Writing Month in November. And it talks, it's trying to promote people to write more. And we're not exactly following their guidelines, like write so much in a month, but the writers wanted to offer the opportunity for people to come in and have writing relays and sprints and prompts, trying to spark people's imaginations, give them some more highlights into writing skills and bouncing ideas off one another. And so they'll be meeting on Saturday the 4th, tomorrow, mm-hmm. from 9 to 1. It's a drop-in. You can, if you don't have to stay for the whole time, you can just come for an hour if you'd like. They'll also be doing this on the 18th from 9 to 1, a Saturday, and a Tuesday evening later in the month on the 28th from 6 to 8. So we will have Rachel Aukus. She's a science fiction author. She lives over, I believe, in Huxley.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be here tomorrow. And she's going to pop in, and she's going to talk about her experiences with NaNoWriMo. And so if you're interested and you're an aspiring writer, and maybe you just need a little help, or you need to bounce some ideas off people, or maybe you're just stuck and you can't get back into writing, try to step in for one of these opportunities on the 4th, 18th, or the 28th.
Yeah. That's one of those where, yeah, people sometimes may want to start writing, or they're not real sure, you know, what first step should I take? You know, and these are people you can talk to that are
right.
That have been through all this. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because we actually have people that have published books that attend writers' workshops.
Sure.
So it's nice to hear about their experiences, too.
Yeah, good.
So yeah, I encourage you to stop in. The Dementia Support Group has changed a little bit. She's going to be offering it at the library on the 1st and the 3rd Mondays from 6 to 7 o'clock. And it's she'll be talking about, I believe she's talking about dementia and the holidays this month. And each time she comes, she'll have a different topic.
Sure.
To talk with the group. And it started out small, and that's okay. She's kind of new at it, and
yeah.
Heidi Kennedy, and we're kind of new at this. So if you have someone in your family that has dementia, or you're caring for someone, and you just need to maybe get away for a little bit, or you need to talk to someone, please stop in on either the 6th or the 20th. You don't have to sign up.
Yep. And this is, and Heidi Kennedy. And one thing we do know, we do have some programs available for people that will assist if you need to get a little break. And so
yes.
This would be a good one. It's a support group, so you know, you get a chance to get in here and visit with somebody. Talk
yes.
to people going through the same thing you are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've already had a lot of people approach us about that. So don't be shy. Just stop in, and
all right,
maybe
good.
You just want to come in and listen. You maybe don't want to share anything. Just that's fine too.
Yep. Good. They'll probably hear something, and then pretty soon they'll hook up with somebody that's doing the same thing. And how are you doing this? And then, because each one is a little different. Everybody's a little different when it comes to handling these things. So,
Yeah, that's right. And especially, I'm glad she's tackling about the holidays, because I'm sure that's very hard.
Yeah.
If you have someone with dementia, how to deal with
sure.
such a happy time, but it's also could be very frustrating.
Yes, it can. All right, so, yep, and then after that, we have...
On the 8th, we have Wednesday night, we have Iowa State, a professor of history. He put out a new book called A New History of Iowa, and it's the most comprehensive history of the state ever written. And he talked to over 1,000 different sources, and we're excited to have him. He'll be upstairs at 6:30, Jeff Bremer, talking about his new book. Stop in if you're a history buff, you want to hear more about Iowa, have questions, stop in and hear what he has to say.
All right, that's good.
The next night, or next afternoon on the 9th, we have a beaded earring workshop, and it's led by local crafter Kim Smith, and it'll be from 4 to 6. We do only have 5 spots left, and you can register for that on our website calendar, or you give the library a call, and we'll sign you up.
All right.
We are closed on the 10th and the 11th, Friday and Saturday, in observance of Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday the 13th, we're back with bells on. We have the social agencies are there are at the library the second Monday of every month. We have Aging Resources of Central Iowa. We have Iowa Legal Aid. We have someone from Access, the Assault Care Center. And we have someone from the Bridge Home who can talk to you about housing or homelessness. So all those opportunities exist on the second Monday of every month at the library. You don't have to register. You just stop in. And
all right. Good.
Most of them meet from 9 to noon or in the afternoon from 2
sure.
to 4.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
We also, it's a craft donation day on the 13th and the 27th, the second Mondays of every month. Our table is a little bare right now, but we can always take more.
All right.
We stopped the house plant because of the cold weather.
Yeah, yeah. Tis the season.
We'll bring it back in the spring along with the seed catalog.
Sure. Okay.
Also that night, you can go to Books at the Brewery. We have a great group of people that show up and just talk about what they've been reading, recommendations, what they did or didn't like. Maybe they just can't find anything to read. And we have a really great group of people that have followed me for a year, and we're at the brewery, and just come on down from 7. We usually talk till 8:15, 8:30, sometimes 8:45, but just stop in. Don't have to be there right at 7.
Okay. It's a casual group. We enjoy
it
ourselves.
It's very casual, yes. We love to see any and all. The 14th, we have kind of a hard topic. It's sex trafficking in Iowa, mm-hmm. and Kim Smith, same lady, will be back to have this documentary screening at 6:30 downstairs in the children's department. She offered a program last month at the library about internet state safety for youth, what you should and should not have on your phone, how to help your kiddo with their phone, and we had no shows.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that even though this is a hard topic and people don't want to hear about it, you really do need to hear about it because it really does happen in Iowa. So hope we can stop in and give her a listen.
And that'll be on Tuesday the 14th in the evening?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we have, I forgot to mention, we do have Tech for Beginners is offered again in November.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's the same week, but this month it's on the 9th in the morning, and it's on the 14th in the evening. It's the same program. It's just offered at different times, whether you can come through the day or if you can come at night. If you need help with your computer or your phone, there's someone there to help you. So,
okay.
But then again, on the 15th, we have Cyber Safe and Savvy Seniors. So if you are struggling with your phone or your computer or your laptop, we will have someone from Alexis Stevens from the Iowa State Extension, and she'll be there for an hour to talk to you. And we'll have treats from the Dutch Oven and coffee and very casual. Bring your phone in, bring your tablet, bring your computer, come with your questions, and she'll be able to help you out.
And I'll just say it's nice to see Alexis come back for some, do a program for us here.
So yeah.
Good.
The 15th, also at 1 o'clock, Shiloh Burke. She's a local Boone agent. She will be upstairs talking about Medicare as well from 1 to 2. And so if you would like to work with a local agent, Shiloh will be here.
If you want to listen to Tucker and then go compare what Shiloh said, it's going to be the same thing because it's, I mean, there's, it's what it is.
And who do you feel comfortable working with?
Yeah,
and I also know that we also have other people coming into the library meeting with people for Medicare because it's a community space,
sure.
And that's okay. We just are right now working with Tucker and Shiloh to promote their programs. So, yeah, you're welcome to come and compare or choose or you decide.
That's it. There we go. All right.
And then on the 21st, of course, the third Tuesday of every month is adult book discussion.
Sure.
They're reading the same book. I believe it's called Still Life by Louise Penny. So if you're a Louise Penny fan, we have books at the main desk that you can come in and check out. And then we will be closed on Thursday the 23rd and Friday the 24th for Thanksgiving. But we do reopen on Saturday from 9 to 1 on the 25th.
All right.
And the last thing I have is on the 27th, of course, we have Fresh Conversations in cooperation with Aging Resources of Central Iowa and Eastern Star. You can go watch it at Eastern Star and participate there at the Wellness Center. Great partnership with them. You can come upstairs at the library and watch with me, or you can get a Zoom link and watch it at your house. So we encourage you to do that.
Busy time. Busy month, really.
Busy month.
You guys
and
got a lot of things going on.
Hopefully in there somewhere, it's not on the calendar, but I'm hoping to work in. I have a plethora of fabric books. And since the Boone Extension was so kind to loan their 6 sewing machines to us, we're going to try to make fabric books. And I will have it open and available upstairs. People can come in, pick out a book, sit down and sew it up, and take it with them for either a Christmas gift or birthday gift or donation or whatever. But I will have about 40, 45 books to choose from, and I'll be offering it 6 at a time because we have 6 sewing machines. And so just watch for that on Facebook, and you'll have to sign up probably on our website calendar or give us a call. But we'll have that available.
Busy at the Erickson Public Library. Remember, this month, again, closed on, let me go over those days again for them, 10th and 11th. That's going to be on Friday and Saturday for Veterans Day. And then on the 23rd and 24th for Thanksgiving, but open on the 25th. So,
yeah, that's true.
Boy, have a busy time. It sounds like you're going to stay busy anyway. So
We're going to be closed 4 days, so we need to cram a lot into less days.
Have a great one. Thanks for visiting with us, and we'll talk to you again next month.